Hey, happy Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. It's getting uglier in Fleetwood Mac land as Lindsey Buckingham is suing for being dismissed from the group earlier this year and replaced with Neil Finn and Mike Campbell. The lawsuit filed in L.A. on Tuesday alleges breach of contract and interfering with his ability to make money, like, say, $12 million that would have come had he been playing the tour that Fleetwood Mac is currently on. By the way, did you catch Lindsey's awesome set on Live From Here with Chris Thiele last Saturday? If you haven't, go online and check it out. It's quite brilliant, actually. He slowed down his Fleetwood Mac classic, Never Going Back Again, in a way that was clearly a reference to his old pals, frenemies, I guess, in the Mac. It sounded kind of cathartic for Lindsey, actually. Kanye West. That's all I got. Well, at least about the strange meeting at the White House yesterday with President Trump, but I will tell you that a poem by the late, great Leonard Cohen called Kanye West is Not Picasso has been published for the first time in a new posthumous collection of poetry and lyrics by Leonard Cohen called The Flame. Amanda Shires is among the many folks who passed around the poem on social media yesterday. Well, no matter what side of the political fence you're on, I bet you'd agree that it's kind of cool when a candidate for a major office quotes The Clash. Texas Democratic Senate hopeful Beto O'Rourke did that last month against incumbent Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Now, in Dallas on Sunday at the Buffalo Tree Festival, which also doubled as a Beto O'Rourke campaign rally, Austin native Spoon took on the Joe Strummer working class anthem. Of course, O'Rourke was in a punk band back in the day with a member of Mars Volta, and he jammed with Willie Nelson in the summer. It's October 12th. Birthdays today, calling all angels. Canadian folk artist Jane Siberry is 63. Twin Cities music icon Bob Mould of Husker Du, Sugar and Solo is 58. And turning 49 today, Marty McGuire of Dixie Chicks and Courtyard Hounds. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Have a great weekend and rock on.